I've been waiting for this moment the whole show. In fact, all weekend, I've been thinking, what can we do with our flamingo? While you've been lying on the top of cars and scrunching your head up against walls with your top off, I've been thinking, how far can the flamingo?
Yeah, I didn't have time for thinking because I was flat out doing comedy shows and modelling while you were just dawdling.
Am I going to have to find a new co-host soon? Are you just going to take off and I'm just going to be stuck here going, where's Tommy? Oh, he's in New York at the moment. He's doing
Oh, how good would that be? I'm getting good at the vacant look. They said that's what it's all about, just right. Look vacant. Yeah. And it came too easily to me.
I bet. Anyway, let's talk about the flamingo.
Yes.
So our flamingo...
So hang on, has the mule landed?
No, the mule hasn't even taken off from Portland, Oregano yet. She's getting ready to come...
Oregano?
You know that's not right, mate.
What?
You know that's not right.
Sorry.
You can't give me grief about being a model
Portland,
and then
Oregon.
Say Portland, Oregano. You can't say, oh, what were you doing on the weekend? Anyway, back to Portland, Oregano.
Portland, Oregon.
Are you just naming your favourite place and your favourite spice? We can all play that game. Sacramento by Basil.
She's going to leave Portland, Oregon soon, right? And now we are about to have a meeting tomorrow with, like, some really important people. And we have to tell them what we want to do.
Have you set up this meeting? Because have you accidentally set it up with, the people who sell spices or something?
They want to know what we want to do with the flamingo.
It's not a real flamingo.
What do you mean?
Do they know it is a giant
inflatable? It's not a bird. They know it's a giant inflatable thing that can fit 8 people in it.
Okay. But don't question me like
actually,
I'm
I don't know if they don't know it's a bird.
Yes.
Have you said, Kez, that it's a giant inflatable thing? You haven't just said we want to do something with the flamingo?
They know it's a giant
So it can fit more than 8. That's just what's on the picture, right?
Yeah.
I reckon at a push we can
probably
get 30.
At 30. Yeah,
I agree. So let's talk it up a bit more.
Okay, so we want you to call us, 131060. Let's start spitballing ideas. What we can do with this flamingo. Do we put it like in the middle of the harbour? Do we put it like Parramatta River? Do we
Obviously we need water.
Yep.
But I'm not against the idea because as soon as it's outside, anyway, I'm saying it's optional. It's optional. It could be a pool somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I also think an ambassador would be good.
Yep, we've got our new male model. I mean, you can be the ambassador.
Thank you, guys. That is what I was shooting for.
Yeah. You could get a tat of a flamingo on your six-pack.
I also started thinking about flaming. Where do your flamen go?
Al Stewart. Where do your flamen go on the flamingo?
Where do your flamen go? He could be great.
We need a song. We need a thing. So are there songs that... Baz, we asked you to look into this.
Flamingo
are there songs,
songs
with the word flamingo in
yes.
it?
Yes. So I've got 3 here for you to choose from. You ready for number 1?
Okay.
All right. Yep. So here's Manfred Manfred Who? Man with Pretty Flamingo.
Manfred Man. Sweet day, I'll make a man. Pretty flamingo. Oh, do you know this?
I think my grandpa played it once.
From the 60s.
Could be a bit old for
from
us.
The 60s.
Okay, maybe.
All right, something a bit
right
newer
vibe.
Then. Something a bit newer.
Hey, that's actually fun.
That's cool. That's
Kiro Benito.
I love them.
Flamingo.
All right, and this one.
The other one.
I love them or him.
From Polly Nannies. But I would dare to take a gander that you wouldn't
understand. It's a flamingo life. Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, mine's locked in.
That's fun.
A gander that you wouldn't understand.
Do we like that one?
I mean,
the second one's more our party vibe, but the third one's fun.
The second one.
Could you do a mashup of 2 of them?
I like this one. Let's go with this one. Nah,
that doesn't sound too good.
DJ.
Can we get that guy
singing? Stick to your modelling, mate. Stick to your modelling.
If that guy singing is not dead, can we get him at the party? I want him there.
And he'd say Flamen.
Yeah, Flamen. I can't understand where you bend.
All right. Well,
so
we've got a song.
131060. We've got a song. We've put you in the summer mood, even though we're going to not be doing this in summer. How far can the flamingo go? Where can we take it? What can we do with it?
Great. It's basically us going, we need your ideas because we haven't thought of any.
Perfect.
131060. We'll take calls next.
Right now, we're doing one of my favourite things to do in radio, and that is we've got the start of an idea.
Mm.
We've got a giant flamingo that goes on the water that can fit, we reckon, up to about 30 people. And we've thought, oh, tools down, I reckon we just throw it over the people now to work out what to do with
Why
it.
Why not?
Yeah.
We got Lincoln on the line. Lincoln, you good mate.
All right, bit more, you weird woman. This is like when you accidentally called Cody babe because you thought it was a female caller.
Sorry, I went to say to Lincoln something and I looked and it said he was 16 and then I just ran out of words. Hey, Lincoln, you good mate. How are you going?
I reckon you should sit on it and skydive at the same time.
Yeah, but what do you reckon we should do with that time for Mingo?
What? Hold on. Hold on. How? Okay, hold on. There's a whole lot of OH&S issues we're going to have with this Lincoln.
Skydiving
so
is a great
So strap
idea.
One of us to it and go skydiving.
No. Get 30 people to sit on it and go skydiving.
Wow. That Lincoln, firstly, yes. I love it. You've got to go with the big ideas and I love it. That is great, right? It's great. Good on you, Lincoln.
My good mate, I knew he'd come through.
That's great.
Monique, my baby girl.
What's going on?
What's your this idea, what Monique?
I reckon if you get a boat to pull the flamingo with the 30 people on it and you try and flip the flamingo and like go do donuts and do everything like a biscuit on the back.
Get a bit of air on the wake of the boat.
Yeah, and see how many you can flip off.
Oh, that sounds painful
sounds
and fun.
That sounds fun.
Doesn't it? You know,
I'm not
sure
what the rules are in a harp boat.
I know, we need to get some waivers signed because we don't have to deal with the,
but that,
know.
No, but you wouldn't, you're right, Monique, that'd be more a river type thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or like a dam or something.
Damn.
Okay, a dam.
Damn, flamingo.
Like where I grew up in a dam. I can take it back to the dam on my property that I lived on.
The flamingo dam.
The swamp house, the swamp.
That's great. Swamp party.
Oh, Troy, my gorgeous boy. Tell me your idea.
I reckon you guys should get everyone out on the flamingo, but take it down a waterfall.
Troy, it just sounds like you've heard our show and you really aren't a fan and want to end it.
imagine that. If you could strap yourself on so you wouldn't fall off.
I think that staying on it would be the bad thing.
Oh, do you think? When you hit the water?
I think so.
Oh, but how fun going over the edge.
Yeah, remember people do that with barrels in Niagara Falls and I don't think the success
fun.
Rate's
no.
good.
Maybe
it's
part
a great
of
idea,
it is,
though.
Maybe part of it is
Troy.
Troy has to come on it.
Troy, would you? Is this a suggestion that you would be happy to take part in?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Great man. Okay, this is good. This is fun. And what do you reckon about, Deb, what do you reckon about, say, tunes? Do we have tunes on there?
Hey, guys. Oh, I can bring my boombox.
Okay, that's great.
Amazing.
And then are you digging these water ideas or have you got a different
no,
idea?
No, I reckon that's pretty crappy.
Okay, good.
I reckon take it to the snow, go tobogganing with it, and make sure everyone wears floaties for shits and giggles.
Yeah. Are you a Kiwi, Deb?
I'm actually South African, but I'm a bit of a Tri Nations, I guess you could say.
Oh, okay. I like
beautiful
that
person.
Idea
great
so
stuff.
Much. And because we're coming into the cooler months,
yeah,
we can all whack on my beanies that I'm about to bring out.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Yes.
What about we wear beanies regardless?
Okay, great.
I'll wear beanies
just
on the water.
Well, you just wear beanies because you're a male model now. Yeah, undies and beanies.
Oh, my gosh. I could be the beanie bikini guy. Oh, my God. Bikini. No, it is the same word if you start it with that.
What?
If you start bikini, I tried to merge the two words together.
Beanie and bikini.
Yeah, but they just make bikini, regardless of which way you do it.
What's happened?
What do you mean? You try it. Try merge beanie and bikini together. Bikini.
Bean-keeny?
Oh, better! Yeah!
Bean-keeny.
There we go.
You can wear your bean-keeny.
Thank you. It sounds insulting and just
right,
sounds like
we'll
I don't have much to fill.
We'll take on board all those ideas and then we'll debrief. And tomorrow, we've got one more. Mel, what's your idea?
Hey, guys, picture this. Sailing through Sydney Harbour on a giant flamingo wearing carabinis.
And bikinis. Are we wearing bikinis?
We could.
Would you consider...
See, the harbour would be a
beautiful
Sydney
Harbour,
place to
how
take
amazing
it.
Would that be?
Oh.
Imagine that, just bikinis out.
Do you think you can take the flamingo on the harbour? I reckon maritime authorities would have an issue with that.
No, I'll take full responsibility and say yes.
All right, well, we'll debrief. We'll talk to the people that are really going to decide this.
Great
and we'll
chat.
Get back to you tomorrow.
Great chat.
Guys.
And to all our callers, thank you for getting involved.
Thanks to my best mate.
Bean Kenny's for everybody. Best mate.
It's Gary and Tommy.